I'm a Christian. Why am I still struggling with this? I've heard it so many different times in so many different ways. It's basically saying, since I follow the Lord, since I accepted Jesus as my Savior, I probably shouldn't be dealing with this. And then what happens is we start to feel shame. I should not be feeling this way. So then, therefore, what is wrong with me? And I think one of the biggest misconceptions in the Christian life is that faith means not feeling deeply. Meaning, if you have feelings or things that aren't good, right, and true, then something is wrong with you. Versus maybe recognizing that this is a renewal process that you are in. But when I read scripture, I don't see people hiding their emotions from God. I see the honesty of them bringing their emotions to God. David did, Hannah did, Jeremiah did, Jesus did. So the invitation of scripture isn't to say, don't feel, just pretend like everything is fine. It's bring what you feel to me, while also saying, here is the way to go. Jesus is the way. But that does not deny our reality of living in a human body in a broken, fallen world. One of the main reasons why I created my self-paced course was because I saw so many women that I was meeting with feel stuck, just stuck in kind of this place that God almost wants them to suffer because of the things that they've gone through. They have these perceptions about who God is and what they think that he wants them to do or their insignificance. And so when I created Untangle Your Thoughts, I wanted to help women walk through this process of getting unstuck spiritually and emotionally. And especially when it comes to our thought life, learning to challenge the way they think so that they could truly begin to change the way they live. So if any of that sounds like you, or even in this podcast, of you've struggled to say, hey, I'm a Christian, I shouldn't feel like this, and then you feel terrible, and then it just spins in this circle, head to the show note description, click on the link, and get started today with my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. One thing I learned about emotions is that they're designed to get our attention. They are signals. They're not enemies. And when we continually suppress them, they don't disappear. They come out in other ways. And you probably heard me say this if you've been on the podcast, around the podcast, or listened for any length of time, that just because we bury our emotions doesn't mean that they're dead. It means that they are still there. They are still producing some kind of fruit. So that can be irritability, anxiousness, numbness, emotional exhaustion, feeling disconnected. So we can choose to ignore our emotions or pretend that they aren't there or pretend that they're not big, but that doesn't make them go away. They will just find other ways to be heard, whether it's in the bickering with your child or the bickering with your husband or best friend or the pride that you might feel when being hurt and you want to defend your case. There's things that are going to come up. If we look at this from a logical perspective, just pretending that you're fine, it doesn't make the pain any smaller, does it? It doesn't make the pain go away. It just makes you want to carry it alone. Because there's kind of this idea that if I think about it too long, it will give the emotion more power. And yes, if we are spiraling in the thought, we are and can give it more power. But acknowledging what's there and just recognizing the wrestle doesn't mean you're going to spiral, but naming it and practicing and having tools in your tool belt, which is what I teach my one-on-one clients and those inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, of how to name emotions, how to process through them in a way that doesn't deny them. Because processing is very different than spiraling. Because we can remember, spiraling can sound like, why does this always happen? What's wrong with me? And a lot of this is shame language as well. We'll replay the story over and over. But processing can sound like, I'm disappointed, I'm grieving, I'm frustrated, I'm scared. There's a difference. One, we're naming it, we're processing it in real time of, oh, that really made me sad, versus, why does this always happen to me? I can't believe this has happened again. See, I told you. One names the emotion, just the reality. But the other, the spiraling, starts to build a whole story and identity around it. We can look at Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he didn't pretend he was okay. He said, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. He acknowledged his anguish. He prayed honestly. He stayed connected to the Father. Feeling deeply wasn't a lack of faith. It was part of his humanity. I think for me, I've had to constantly put at the forefront of my own healing journey the character and nature of God. And above all, I have to know and believe, when I say that he's good, do I really mean that he's good? Because if I'm saying that he's good, I can't expect my life to always be good. And I think that's something that we fall into the trap of. Because maybe you are in a season or been through a season where you thought just being a good Christian meant staying positive. And I thought like that for quite a few years as well. Just God always teaching me these lessons. And I kind of, it was like I was going from suffering to suffering to suffering. And he just, that's not what scripture says. Yes, we're going to experience suffering, but it doesn't mean that we just live in suffering so he can teach us. And then I learned my voice matters and being honest about things, even if it made me the most vulnerable person in the room and look weird and uncomfortable. I had to be in integrity with myself, saying, this is hard. And yes, the Lord is walking me through it as well. Because again, whether it's inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, or in when I'm working with my one-on-one coaching clients, is helping them know the difference between processing, suppressing, and spiraling. Because when all of those feel the same, emotions become something bigger. They can start to feel fearful instead of something to understand. Maybe instead of praying and fighting against yourself of, how do I stop feeling this? Just say a simple prayer. God, this is what I'm feeling. Don't try to over-explain it. Don't try to correct yourself. Think about relationship. Think about when you are face-to-face with somebody and you're telling them how you feel. Do you want them to correct you? Do you feel like you need to over-explain? There's relationship dynamics that we take into relationship with the Lord. Do we believe that he truly knows our hearts? Because if that's the case, then he already really knows the depths and the honesty of what's in there. So we don't have to hide it. We don't have to pretend like he doesn't know if we truly believe that he's with us in the depths of our valleys. Sometimes the goal isn't to just solve the emotion. Sometimes the goal is to stop hiding it. So healing isn't pretending that you're okay. Healing is learning that you can be completely honest with God without fearing that your honesty will push him away. Because God is not intimidated by your sadness. He's not offended by your disappointment. He's not surprised by your grief. He already knows what's in your heart. The invitation is to simply stop carrying it alone. And if you realize that you've spent years hiding, minimizing or fearing your emotions, and you want to learn how to untangle your thoughts, I'd love to help you inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. Again, head to the title of this episode, wherever you're listening, scroll down through the description and you will see the link to get started. Because God isn't asking you to impress him with your strength to white knuckle your way through life. He's inviting you to trust him with your honesty. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.